Welcome to Women's Wealth, the podcast with me, Joanne. My mission is to educate, inspire, and empower you all to step into your own life of wealth. That feeling of being so rich in your mind, body, and soul. I'm so happy to have you here. Let's get straight into it. Hello, wealthy women, wealthy people. How are we? This is episode 50. Welcome back if you come here every week, and welcome if you've just found me. And to celebrate episode 50, you may be watching me right now because I've decided to also post my solo episodes to YouTube. So if you're more visual, you can watch me there. And obviously, you can also still listen on all your favorite podcast streaming websites, but also head to my YouTube, which is Joanne Wealth. If you type it in, you'll find me. Please like and subscribe. I actually made 2024 my mission to allow myself to be seen. It's something I'm working on at the moment. And what better way to add to my YouTube, because that is the ultimate. And I love doing it. And it's so weird because I'm very much introvert. If there was a room full of people here now, I would be very nervous. But when it's just me and the camera, it's different. And I really love it. And I really hope that you do too. So come along, come and watch every week. I share my guest episodes and I share my single episodes, solo episodes as well. So happy 50 episodes. This is the next phase, next stage. And yeah, thank you for everyone who's been along the journey with me so far and everyone who's going to be joining the journey. So let's begin. I thought this week I would do something a little bit different as it's my first solo face-to-face. I have here my journals from the past 6 journals here, maybe not 6 years because one of them is really small. So I know some of them, the oldest one is 2020. So I'm going to go back to 2020. I'm just going to open my journals, see what was going on and just share my own growth. I'm still growing. I'm still on my own growth journey. I'm still learning. And every single week in my podcasts, I share that with you. But it's always nice to look back. And I just flicked through a couple of them. First of all, my handwriting is terrible. So I was trying to read some of that. What am I talking about? But just by flicking through some of the older ones and some of the newer ones, I can feel my energy shifting from what I used to talk about and write about to what I write about now. And before I delve into it, I'm just going to share something that I changed with my journaling. So my oldest journal here, I would write down all of the negatives, everything that was upsetting me, all of the things I was worried about, everything that was on my mind. And personally, that didn't help me at the time. And I use this analogy a lot now because it really resonates with me. That imagine your garden, and I know you always use plants and flowers, but you have your garden and it's full of weeds. We don't go out there and water the weeds. We look at the garden, we see the weeds, we notice, oh, hi, yeah, there's a weed. We don't then go and put fertilizer and water the weed and keep going out and checking on it. And is it still there? Is it still there? No, we pull the weed up. We leave it for a few days, in my case, when the dogs were eating it. But no, we don't water these weeds. We pull them up. We get rid of them. We water the flowers. We water the plants, we water the grass, we nurture our seeds. And that's exactly how I now treat my own thoughts, everything that's going on in my mind. So instead of me going into my thoughts, watering those weeds, watering those negative thoughts by writing about them and giving them attention, I see in my journals how that shifted. I now water and nurture my seeds. It might not even be plants. I water my seeds, I water my growth, I water the things that I want to see those changes in. And it's worked. I'm here. I'm living proof of it. So you'll see that when I share some of my journal entries, that I used to water my weeds so much. I used to give them so much attention. But once I shifted, and I write about now that, yes, things might be going wrong, but I focus on the things that are going right. And I focus on the future. I focus on what I can see happening. And I'm going to share some stories of things that have actually happened over the past couple of weeks of me. That, yeah, my growth journey. I'm going to get in because I have bookmarked one here. So this is May 2020, Friday the 14th of May 2020. Now, this was when I was deep in my health anxiety. I know I've spoken about this before. I used to, so my bulk of my, I had general anxiety disorder. So I was anxious about a lot of things, and it was for no reason. It was things that I was anxious about that weren't ever necessarily going to happen. So I was giving, again, watering these thoughts, you know, oh my God, I'm so worried. And being anxious is being worried about the future, or being anxious is worried about things that may not even manifest. So you have these thoughts and everyone's anxious. There are certain things that, okay, you know, we're going to be anxious. We're going to the dentist to have a tooth pulled out. Of course, we might feel anxious, or we're having surgery, or, you know, waiting for results for something, or new job interview. All normal anxiety, all normal nerves, because you can actually say, I'm feeling this way because this is going to happen. And a lot of the time when we're anxious in those cases is because that we want to do well. We want to, you know, if it's a job interview, of course we want to do well. We're nervous and we don't, you know, we don't want to say the wrong things, and we might want the job, and, you know, it's okay because we want to make ourselves proud. It's the anxiety that you cannot, I'm going to say label, because for me, there wasn't anything there, and I was totally freaking out about things that weren't even happening. And this is on this day. And what I used to do when I had health anxiety as well, again, watering those seeds. So I had the acronym, H-E-L. You don't spell hail like that. H-E-A-L-T-H. And I can't even remember what it means now, but we just go back a couple of pages. So I used to write down how the letters. And what I would do is write down my worries. Okay, here. So H was health concern. And I wrote this down so I didn't forget. Identify the health concern. What body sensation? What symptom am I worried about? What potential causes, diagnosis, am I anticipating? Like, how much is that feeding into my own anxiety? That I have a pain and I'm going to write about it and I'm going to try and second guess what the pain is. And it's obviously going to be cancer, because that's what Google tells you. And when I was flicking through this, there's a page that says, stop Googling, and I put exclamation mark. So that's the H. The E is the emotion. How does it make me feel? A is assumptions. What assumptions am I making? L is what evidence. So this is kind of where the mindset thing comes in. But I'm four letters in. What evidence is there? Is there any? T is a trigger. What has triggered this health concern? And H is help. What actions can I take? Oh. So at this time, I had body aches. Of course I did, because I was giving myself all of these symptoms all over my body. Listen to this. So on May the 14th, H was bone cancer, hip cancer, blood cancer, and a brain tumor. All on that day, that is what I thought I had. Oh my God, it's making me actually feel a little bit emotional, because that was my day a lot of the time back then. And gosh, this is hard to read, actually. I didn't think this would affect me this way. Emotions. Scared, annoyed, fed up of doing and feeling this way, fed up of doing this to my mental health. The A, assuming the worst again, exclamation mark. I love an exclamation mark, so it seems. Assuming this is going to be my story. I'm just going to give a bit of context to that. So when I had health anxiety, when I was going through this, do you know when you're watching, you know, the Stand Up To Cancer, when it's on Gogglebox, I love Gogglebox, or there's that story in the newspaper, or at the moment there's on YouTube, I've seen there's a lady who's dying of cancer and she's written a song and she's putting all the proceeds to her son. That's her story. That's her cancer story. So that's what I mean by that, that this is going to be my story. Bone cancer, hip cancer, blood cancer, brain tumor. Wow. Al, the evidence. No evidence. Apart from Googling. That's what I wrote down. The T, pains in the body, stories from others. And that was a big thing for me when I was going through this, that someone could walk in the office at work and say, oh, my auntie's auntie's next door neighbor, 3 doors down the street, has got a brain tumor. And that would feed my anxiety. That would tell me, like, oh my God, so have I. I've had a headache this morning. And that's how it would work. I'd watch, I don't know, ER, something on YouTube. If I'm thinking 2020, what did I watch? I just, anything medical. The stand up to cancers that would come on during Gogglebox, I would always just assume that that's what I had. How can I help myself? Counseling. So this is when I was going to counseling, the doctors, not Googling. And that was the big thing for me. I fed my own anxiety by, first of all, writing it down like this, second of all, Googling. And just feeding into, oh my God, yes, that's the pain I have. Yes, that's how I feel. And just making myself feel even worse. Yes. So, so yeah, that was then. And how I've overcome that, like I said, I stopped watering those thoughts. I stopped Googling my symptoms. Now, if you are a Googler of your health symptoms, then stop it. Stop it right now. Don't Google anything. Do not Google anything, even if it's not even for you, even if it's for a brother, a sister, a parent, a pet. Do not Google, because Google shows you the worst case scenario every single time. It doesn't show you all the happy stories. When my dad was going through his treatment, I would search, try and find happy stories. There wasn't many of them. But look, he's still here now, 5 years later, 4 years later. So all the stories on there told us that it was a death sentence. Okay, let's pick another one. So let's go a little bit, not as far back, the scruffy writing one. Let's go with this. And when is this one? This is 2022. I started it in 2022. So I'm just going to pick a random page. Let's see what was going on here. Okay, so the page that I've opened it out on is just things that I was working on there. So things I need to release, fear of change. Why am I so scared of things changing? Searching for external answers, search within instead. Negative energy. Stop surrounding myself with negative energy. Step away from this. It's pulling you down. Change that belief that you're not good enough. Again, this is something, this has popped up recently, actually. I'm going to share it with share this. Fear of criticism. Old beliefs that no longer serve you. So that's a pattern. That's what I do every full moon. Oh, this was a full moon, sorry. But interestingly, that I put here to surround myself with positive people. Stop surrounding myself with negative energy. 2022 was the year that a lot of my friendship groups changed, because I do feel that my vibration was changing around this time. I think 2022, end of 21, 22, was when I started to lunar live, when I started to tune in with the cycle of the moon. This journal is mostly new moon wishes, release for the full moon. So I'm guessing this was the time when I really started to focus on lunar living. And the proof is in the pudding, because some of the things here that I'm writing about have manifested, have come into truth. I've got here teaching an amazing studio in Dubai. This is what I am doing. Amazing opportunities will come my way. This weekend, I've literally had a weekend full of amazing opportunities. Yesterday, I taught yoga at Dubai Active with an amazing studio that I'm teaching in at the moment. And this was within my dreams in 2022. Yes, now it is 2024, but things come to us when we're ready. Now, in 2022, I was still teaching in March 2022 in school. I didn't finish school teaching until July 22. So, of course, I wasn't ready to teach in an amazing studio then. I didn't have the yoga teaching experience. But I've put it in here. I've let out that dream, that intention. So it works. Things come to you when you're ready. We have to make changes. So last week, I had a few stressful moments because, you know, being freelance, yes, I have my studio classes, they're a given, but when you're self-employed, sometimes people go on holiday or yoga, or someone's injured or they're sick, they might skip a class. And it happened a few times last week. And my ego was like, oh my God, what are you going to do? And I, for a moment, for a couple of days, I went into stress mode. I just sold my car. I'm on a hire car at the moment, all of these things. And I was like, oh my God, oh my God. And I started to catastrophize. I started to step into this version of myself that I've just been reflecting back on. I went back to her and I really had to tune in and delve deep and remind myself, nothing changes if nothing changes. Even the change in my car, I feel like is a new chapter. I'm letting go. I'm having a yellow car. Yellow is the color of prosperity and abundance. I just have to wait for that to come. And I know that when I have that new car, that new opportunities are going to come because I feel like I've made space for new things by releasing my old car. The reason I sold it is because I had a little bit of finance on there, and somewhere along the line, the interest rate has gotten completely, I'm sure everyone has their own credit card story, but because it's a UK credit card, I hadn't noticed. And what I was paying, I was literally paying nothing off every single month. I was like, right, this needs to go. So energetically, I made space. Now I have space for money to come in. Now I have space because I feel like, oh, I don't have this debt hanging over me now. There's no debt. I've got rid of it all. So just the energy and the feeling of like, right, I've let that go. Everything's okay. But I did have a moment where I stepped back into that old version of myself. And even just reflecting on nothing changes if nothing changes. If I was still writing in this journal and I was still teaching, I was still writing, I want to teach in amazing yoga studios across Dubai, but I hadn't left school teaching, how on earth is that going to happen? We have to have change to make change. So at the moment, I'm trying to call in new opportunities, new studios, but I'm holding on to things that I already have that are not as steady because of the fear of letting them go. I have released a few of those things, and instantly I had phone calls, WhatsApps, can you do this? Can you come here? Can you teach here? And it filled those gaps straight away. So now I've released some of the things that weren't really serving me any longer. Already new things have come in. It was quick. It was 24 hours. It was magic. And it did actually take one of my good friends, Claire, who's been on one of the podcasts, to remind me of that magic, because I was messaging her and I was like, stressed, this is happening. Ugh, you know, which sometimes you have a little vent. And she reminded me, you are powerful. You have the magic within you. So go for it. And I did it. And I messaged her. I was like, oh my God, it's next straight away.
Just interrupting this episode to remind you to please like, subscribe, drop 5 stars if you enjoy listening to my podcast. It really does mean the world to me. And also to remind you, you can now watch every episode on my YouTube channel. Head to YouTube, type in Joanne Wealth, and I'll see you there.
Okay, let's pick out another. What was I doing here? So this is, let's go to, what's the date today? The 26th of February. Okay, so February the 26th, 2022. So I've wrote more of an affirmation here. Today I choose to be mindful of the blessings in my life. Today I choose to be mindful of the blue sky. Today I choose to be mindful of my fearful mindset and replace that, it says fearful thoughts and replace them with loving ones. I hadn't wrote down what was going on and why I needed to do that though in February 2022. But again, just reflecting on this, and as you can see, it is a journey. Now these things that I've written down here as an intention, as an affirmation 2 years ago, is how my mindset naturally works now. I have those tools to replace those thoughts. Excuse me. And that happened this week. And now I'm able to notice, Joanne, you're freaking out. Stop it. Look at this. Look at that. Look at all of these amazing things that you do have. So why are you focusing on the things that you don't? So quite there from past me in 2022. Let's go a little bit further back. Whoa, this is a lot. Oh, I've just opened it on a page where I was doing 44 days. So 44 days, I'd write down 44 things that I was calling in, so that I was trying to manifest. So we won't read those out because there's 44 of them and there's a lot. Let's have a look here. Oh, big capital letters here. Focus on my mission. What was my mission? Ah, this is a good one. The sister wound. So my last podcast, I spoke about the witch wound, and I'm healing my own witch wound within me. So looking at other women, comparing myself, judging myself, I'm not like them. Do I need to change? Because this is something that, yes, I have this in control, I guess, but it still pops up. And back in 2021, I'm also writing a letter to all my sisters who I have allowed my wound to harm. I am sorry I allowed the patriarchy to damage my sisterhood. I commit to changing this and always seeing the best in other women. I totally accept you. Can't read that word, sorry. Oh, I totally accept that I have added to the witch wound and I have played my part in the role of the patriarchy. Wow. So what I was writing about here then is, again, my part within the patriarchy, my acceptance of this is how women should act around each other, that we should judge, we should allow these witch wounds to harm our connections. Because during this time, and I think it was people that I was around during 2019, 2020, I can see this now that we had these witch wounds. I haven't spoke to some of those people since 2020. There was no argument, there was no falling out or anything like this, that it just naturally fizzled out because of things that happened. My vibration was changing, their vibration was low. We didn't meet, we didn't match. And this is, I remember writing this now, this is what I was thinking about there. Interesting. But again, showing here that this is still something I'm working on. This is something that I acknowledge in myself and every single day. And I hope that just reading these and hearing what I do now helps you to see that it's not just an overnight thing that you write in your journal and everything is better. It's about the growth. I would say that 3 years ago, I was a tiny little seed and now I'm a little bud. I'm still growing. I'm still blooming. I've got something here, my self-worth. And this is what I was also working on last year. I mentioned it in a couple of podcasts, to celebrate myself more and to see that I'm amazing and I am growing and I am worthy of all that I am calling in. And again, I've wrote here, catch, celebrate, collaborate. And I'm doing that right now. So if I have a negative thought, I catch it. I flip it, then I celebrate myself. Well done, you've just achieved X, Y, Z. And then I recalibrate. So I then come out the other side. So if it's like, oh my God, I can't do this. Yesterday at the beach, I think I spoke to 200 people on the beach, not counting the people around, on a microphone. My old self would have freaked out, but I did it. I was worthy of being there. I was asked to be there. Everyone was happy. The rain did come down, actually. It was so magical. We had to cut it short. But everyone after was like, oh, what a shame. We really enjoyed that. You know, I was worthy of being there. My old self would have been second guessing that and trying to talk myself out of it. So interesting. There was another one that just caught my eye. I just want to go back to. So this is back to the old one, my anxious days. I wrote here on March the 21st, 2020, be more yogi. So I guess that means chill the F out, because I wasn't. Okay, so this was COVID, wasn't it, as well? I'm going to the movies, but that was interesting. Where's that page? I tried to find it, because I want to share this, because I remember writing this down, and it's when I started to start, I wrote little flowers, water your flowers and not your weeds. Where is it? Oh, I need a rest day today. I am shattered. I need to rest my mind. I've had my MRI scan. This is when I was struggling with my lower back. And I had a slip disc, and it was affecting my nerves, actual nerves, not worry nerves. And at this time as well, my dad was also just out of all of his treatment. So my anxiety was giving me these aches and pains. They were there. I was just going to say they weren't real. They were real. They were there, but I was giving them to myself because of the worry. Here we go. I had a meeting, this is again when I was still teaching, and where I used to work, they would do a well-being check. So you had to score yourself from 1 to 10, 10 being you feel amazing every single day, 1 being you feel like rubbish. Now, everyone worked out that if you put less than a certain number, you would get called into the office for a meeting, because they wanted to check that your well-being was okay. Now, during this time, I personally was going through all of this anxiety. I didn't feel supported by the place that I worked, which wasn't helping. They put a lot on us. It was after COVID, or during COVID, so it was a crazy time. We were teaching online. No one was prepared for that. There was a lot going on. If you can imagine, as teachers, we had all the COVID rules, we had school rules. And this is where my vibration also started to shift. So I started to notice that, hang on a minute, I'm working for these people that don't actually care about me. All they care about is X, Y, Z. And because my vibration was changing, and I was noticing, I was feeling that I wanted to be treated a certain way, and that wasn't happening. And as a teacher, it's my job to look after the students' well-being. And if they were feeling that way, I'd want them to come and speak to me, and I would do something about it. The same as management. So management in any company is supposed to be there to look after your well-being. So when they're not, we should be able to openly say that you're not doing your part here. And that's what I did. So I went into the meeting. It was bad. That's the word I've used here, but I'm not letting it get to me. What I've learned is that I need to stop caring so much. My workplace see me as a number. I need to see them the same way. I'm not writing anything else, because I'm not going to water this. No bad vibes allowed. So I left that there because I didn't want to give it any more attention. But I do go back to it. So I can't believe how bad he made me feel after the meeting. So I don't write about the meeting, but in the meeting, he basically made me cry. I went in there saying that I didn't feel supported. I didn't feel that my well-being was supported. I didn't have anyone within the management other than a personal friend. And of course, I had her to go and speak to. But within the management, if we walked past them in the corridor, some of them would just ignore. It was like very much them, us, teachers, management. And I struggled with that because I'm used to having a management that I can talk to. So it was a new management. I was told maybe I wasn't in the right place. very angrily asked, so maybe I work in the wrong school then. This isn't the place for me, is it? If I'm not doing my job properly, that's how I was spoken to. I was asked, what do you want, more donuts? Because the well-being at the time is like, let's put donuts in the staff room. Everyone's going to be happy. Of course they're going to be happy. There's donuts, but it doesn't change anything. What I was talking about was an emotion that I don't feel comfortable. I don't feel supported. And I was basically told that I was wrong. And that was a massive switch point for me. I feel like the universe brought this meeting to me to show me that I do belong somewhere else. He asked me that. And at the time, I was like, I've been here for 5 years. Of course, and you've just come. So, you know, if you're asking me who's in the wrong place here, surely it's you, because like, this is the first time I felt like this and you've just come here. But it wasn't. It was a mirror, and it was showing me that you have different thoughts, and this, your thoughts are not aligning with this place anymore. And it was not long after this that I had decided that I'm done. I am going to finish off this school year, do one more, and then leave and pursue my own goals. And now as I reflect, and, you know, this meeting did make me feel like poop, but now look at me. Now look at me. I'm recording my own podcast. I'm doing all of the things that I wanted to do. I feel good. I look after my own well-being. Everything I need is within me. I don't need to go to other people to ask them to support me, because I can do that for myself. And if I do need support, I have people in my life I can go to. I know that. So thank you, thank you, thank you, universe, for bringing me that shitty meeting, making me see that, you know what, we don't align anymore. And I'm not even going to write fully about it in my journal. So F you. Let's do one more. Let me go to one that I haven't been to. Let's see. Okay, I can't find one. Ooh, my mission statement. So this is, 2021. I'm writing in for the future here. Let's do my 5 years. Whoa, this has changed. Yoga in New York. I've done yoga in New York. I have done that now. I have a lot of it. I have my own private clients. I teach in a studio. I only work 25 hours a week. I am stepping into a 7-figure business by the end of the year. So some of those things has happened. Some I'm still waiting for. I've actually stepped away from the money, like I'm going to make XYZ this year, because I felt like that also wasn't aligned. Of course I want to make money. Of course I do this because I want financial support, financial abundance. But when I was putting too much emphasis on that, it wasn't in alignment now. And again, something I've been working on this week, I'm in trust that what I desire will come to me. The universe brings it when it's ready, when I'm ready. And I know that the figures that, you know, I don't have a figure anymore, that I will always have enough and more. So I've taken away that I'm going to make this much money this year, this week, this day. Obviously, I keep track because I have to, so I know who's paid me and who hasn't. But taking away that target, that figure of, and I think because in my industry, and especially when I was coaching 10K a month coaches, join this course, do this course. And I just felt like it was so draining for me. And the way I want to do that is organically, by attracting the people who want to work for me. And now my focus has changed from 10K a month. I don't even know the number for 10 figures. What is that? And now my focus has shifted away from that into how I can provide a service. I'm using this platform to provide a service, my podcast, my YouTube videos, my social media. And through that, I then step into my abundance, my money overflow, because it's coming from a place that I love, that that I am creating, I'm able to create here. Oh, this was before I handed in my notice as well. So let's see what I wanted to do at this time. Hand in my notice, done. Build my website, done. Set up a new Instagram, done. YouTube, doing right now. Yoga classes, done. Set up a newsletter, I have. What else? What does that say? Self-promotion, feel confident, complete all my courses, do the inner work, believe, trust, raise my vibration. I think I have achieved that to-do list. Well done, me. Okay, I'm going to stop there. I don't have any clue of how long I've been chatting because I've been so into reading my journals. I hope that helped you. I hope that by just listening to my own journey, my own journal entries, and the things that I used to worry about, now I still feel so emotionally connected to that girl who was worried about all of those things, writing down health, watering those weeds. And if you're doing that now, just please use me as a mirror here, that it doesn't have to be that way. You're listening to this, you're watching this, I'm reflecting what is possible, that you can come out of the other side of that. You can read it and you can see where you've made those changes and that you're growing. We're constantly growing. I'm never going to stop growing. These podcasts are never going to get to a point that I'm like, right, okay, now I'm here and I've done all of this and there's nothing else to do. Every single week something comes up and I'm like, oh, interesting. I need to think about that. I need to work on that. But now instead of watering those weeds and worrying about it, I'm like, right, what can I do here? So yeah, let's end there. I think that's a good note. Please, please, please reach out to me if there's anything that I spoke about today that you would like to talk about in more detail. Like, subscribe, head to my podcast and listen. If you're listening, go and check it out on YouTube. It's my first solo. Show me some love, and I will be back next week. I have an amazing guest podcast already recorded, ready to go. And yeah, happy 50 to me.